Earlier today, Pennsylvania certified its results, declaring Biden the winner in that state. Another ballot recount is underway in Georgia, requested by President Trump, who hopes to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's lead there.
The recount will be conducted using ballot scanner machines. Each of Georgia's 159 counties has one scanning device, so the recount might take up to 9 days to complete. State officials do not expect this recount to show any difference from previous recounts and audits.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You've probably heard our quiet weather pattern is coming to a close. Tonight, increasing clouds. We should be dry. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow is the big travel day. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially by late in the day Wednesday, and showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday night. A couple of storms could be on the strong side. The front slows up, so we'll have to keep at least a mention of a few scattered showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high 73. Then another big deal storm system coming in on Iron Bowl weekend. The details are a little fuzzy. We'll keep an eye on it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it.
it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
Jay,
I have got a weird marriage story for you guys. It has nothing to do with me personally, but my buddy Steve, about 27, and his dad's exactly 20 years older than him, and went through a divorce and moved in with his son, and had been living together about 6 months as roommates, and the father disappears for like 6 months. And then out of the blue, calls up his son to have him meet him at the O'Charlies in Prattville to meet a special person in his life. And he gets introduced to Stephanie, and Stephanie is 24, half his dad's age. This is where it gets weird. He explains to his son that him and the young wife have recently been married, and also at dinner is the young wife's mother, Alice. Well, the father and the new wife, they ended up leaving the mother and the and my buddy. Well, they end up hooking up.
No.
And they end up getting married. I'm not making any of this up.
No.
So now, in essence, Alan's his own grandfather.
Oh, my.
Only in the South could that happen.
Wow.
But nothing's illegal about it, and nothing's technically wrong with it, but...
Hold it. Let's make sure I understand the play-by-play on this call.
Yes.
You have a friend whose father marries a woman that's younger than his son, and the son hooks up with the mother...
Who is technically his step-grandmother, because his stepmother is now younger than he is, and his step-grandmother is who he hooks up with. That makes it even more disturbing.
Oh my.
We've been trying to figure out all the wrongs in this. So if Alan has a child, that then becomes his father's grandchild, and also like a brother or sister, sort of. And then, like, if his dad has a kid, that becomes, like, his brother/grandchild. It's like, there's so many wrongs that happen. I wish I could make this up, but it's true. And he calls me and he goes, man, should I feel wrong about this? And I go, look, man, I am not the one to give you advice. I don't even know what to tell you right now. Other than, good job, I guess.
So, how's it working out with the guy and the cougar?
They're actually happy. She had her 48th birthday about 2 months ago, and of course, yours truly thought it would be a good idea to get her a walker.
Oh.
And then I also got her a box of Depends, which I thought was a funny joke because his dad, you know, would make her age seem older because technically it's his mother-in-law and is also his wife, grandmother, lady for him.
I want to invite these people to the studio. Tell them they got an invitation to be on this show. I gotta meet this group.
Yeah, I got frowned upon. She gets mad at me. I look in the face and I said, do you realize that you are one Jerry Springer episode away from retirement? And you want to judge me about giving you a crappy gift? Come on, lady. I mean, madam.
That may be about 52 or 3 then, about now.
Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, made my dad my son-in-law and really changed my life. Now my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to dad. Sad, for if he were my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who was, of course, my stepmother. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. Yeah. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. Cause now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own.
Big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Pardon me for being sentimental. I kind of wanted to walk down memory lane, and I may do some more of that segment.
That'd be good.
What the hell else is there to talk about? It's happy hour. Get ready.
And here they are.
Here's the Brock Greg Goodell. We hope David Black and Jeff Black. I don't know what it is with me. I'm doing my best to roll with this giant boulder of a turd that's going on in this country right now. I'm becoming timid about checking email because every time I open something I haven't seen yet, it gets scarier. I kind of want to just avoid it completely. Well, let's tell family stories or something today. The Dow finished over 30,000. They say it's because of the vaccine, and we'll either confirm or get additional insight on that from Brett McDonald later today. Think about how stunning that is.
Yeah.
Think about the Dow being at, fell below 19 back in late April, early May, somewhere in that time frame. And I remember at that time thinking, if we were able to flatten the curve and as reopenings began, we might get back to 25 on that index, that the S&P would get back to 3. It's 500 points beyond that. And, but we still have this great uncertainty. Hello? You know, think about how the media is selling President-elect Biden. We're just supposed to, swallow that whole. And I'm not. I am not. I do not believe, in fact, 97% of Republicans believe the election was stolen. Assuming that 75 million, whatever it was, that voted for Trump. That's over 70 million people that are feeling what I'm feeling. It is a combination of anger and sadness, sometimes despondency, sometimes hope. Because I'm just tired of going through this repetition of history. It wasn't so bad when Barack Obama got elected because of what was going on in the country then. The market is crashing because of Democrat policies, but nobody, the media did their job and made sure people remained ignorant on the primary cause. And somehow we rallied in the midterm election after his first round and elected 63 Republican congressmen to stop Obamacare. We miraculously got a Republican elected to the Senate in Massachusetts in a special election because Teddy Boy died. He lived a lot longer than Mary Jo Kopechne, didn't he? The great lion of the U.S. Senate, spelled it L-Y-I-N, to stop Obamacare. And for some reason, that didn't stop it. And arms are twisted, legs are broken. I don't know who got beat up, but it got passed. And then we got the Senate in the following election. No, he didn't. No, in 2012, we still had the House. But Obama got reelected. That morning, at that time, that made me disconsolate. 4 more years of him, based on what? Mitt Romney will help. The economy wasn't going anywhere after 4 years. Nobody's income was going up, nothing. 2014, we get the Senate. I remember Martha Roby telling us, we got to get the Senate, got to get the Senate before we can really get anything done. Then we get Donald Trump, and we get the Senate and the House. And they didn't do much about the problems that we elected them to solve. Because for the most part, almost all of those people in the House, almost all those people in the Senate are worthless. They're weak-kneed rhinos. They're all playing the system to enrich themselves. And every once in a while, they pay attention to us. And in a million years of evolution, I am not going to believe that a man in early-onset dementia who campaigned, what, 5 times? He somehow got through 3 debates thanks to modern medicine and timing. He didn't really, in his own words, gibberish half the time. Running around aimlessly behind the stage, and I mean, all this odd behavior. If it wasn't Joe Biden, you'd clearly say, well, he needs to be somewhere where he can get help. Instead, he's going to the White House. And I don't think he's going to do... I don't think he's going to make a single decision. I think... And neither is... Heels Up Harris. The decisions are made by the deep state. And that deep state, I don't know that we've been able to quantify the dipstick as to how deep it is. And... I think judges are making decisions on these elections. They know it's bull crap. They're not stupid. They're just afraid. They're just terrified because the left just harangue. It's like, you know, everybody's saying, move to Parler. Why? Because the trolls are going to Parler and they're going to make everybody's life miserable there because that's all they do. They metastasize misery. Because they're unhappy people. And the only way they know to make themselves happy is to bring everybody down to their level. So, in my opinion, Parler's going to be just as worthless as Facebook or any other social media entity as far as censorship or being harassed. They'll stop at nothing. I don't know that people really understand what we're up against. We are in a war. In a war that at times has gotten physical. The media looks the other way when Trump supporters are attacked and bloodied. We don't do that. And you look at what's happening in big cities, where the country's falling apart. Problem is people finally wake up, hey, it sucks living in New York or Detroit or Chicago, even Atlanta. So what do? They move somewhere else, then they bring their politics with them and infest their next destination. So I want to be optimistic, but I think unless there is a jarring breaking news story and a decision that has to literally at this point come from the Supreme Court, because the lower courts, those judges, their dingleberries shrivel up every time they think they might have to make a decision because they know what they're in for. And the left has made it very clear. They will make your life a living hell. They will threaten you with impunity. They don't care. So you're sitting there with the robes. You got a law degree and worked as a lawyer to find your way into. And then you can't make decisions based on law. You've got to make them based on saving your ass. And that's happening all over the country. I keep reading these theoretical. It's back to the Civil War. Okay, let the blue states have their
blue America. The red states have their red America, and we'll try and coexist without having to kill 500,000 people to make that happen. I don't know. I don't believe that Donald Trump lost the election. I don't believe that John James lost the Senate seat in Michigan. And I do believe that, what did I hear today? That $2 billion are going to be spent to try and win those Senate seats in Georgia? That's insane. It reminds me, you know, the whole flap over Supreme Court justices. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. I don't recall it being that big of a deal in the past. You know, the Democrats were real nasty to Robert Bork. They lynched Clarence Thomas because you lose your color when you become a Republican. You're just like the rest of those racists. It's funny. It's almost ironic. The judge that, the Supreme Court judge that's in charge of the circuit that involves Pennsylvania is Clarence Thomas. And Joe Biden likes to call himself a native son from Scranton or wherever he says he was from. And wouldn't it be ironic if Clarence Thomas hands down a decision that impacts that particular race? It's still a matter of two or three states. Maybe it gets thrown into the House. Who knows? But, Joe, you just keep picking those nice, fresh faces like John Kerry and Janet Yellen and all this new blood coming in. That's very encouraging. I'm excited about that. So do you understand where I'm at?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm tired of it. And I don't like this third world country we become when it comes to election. So good luck, Sidney Powell. Good luck, Lynn Wood. He says he's got the goods. Got to see it. And neither of them is obligated to explain to the media what their plan is. So if anything, it's probably under lock and key and very protected until it's ready to move.
No doubt.
Because what the left does is that when they know what's coming, they strategize to minimize, diminish, dismiss, whatever. So we'll go on, like George Carlin says in The Owners, just, you know, it's a big club and we ain't in it. And the clubhouse just kicked out the one guy that tried to make it open for everybody. 323. Ultimate and powerful. I'm not describing a politician. I'm describing a lawnmower. It's a brand they now carry. Well, the Stander X. Wright is the brand name. And they are now part of the product line at Lewis Lawn. And they've got mowers, riders, zero turns, walk-behinds, in all widths and styles, stand-ups. Got a guy, the guy that cut my grass in Florida, still does the same neighborhood where I stay when I go down there, Richie. Richie got me my job in Montgomery, so we owe him a debt of gratitude. It's a true story. And guys in fantastic shape. Guys that mow lawns, most of them here seem like they're in pretty good shape, but when you do that in Florida in that heat, even if you're just riding along on a bouncing mower, you don't have an ounce of fat on you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And he did the stand-up. He said he got exercise that way. It was sort of like a, you know, good for the muscles, whatever. They have all the options when it comes to right products at Lewis Lawn, and they have many other great product lines like Echo and Exmark and Toro, Shindawa, Steel, and everything you buy there can be serviced there. And they can get you 0% deals on certain product lines as well. Just talk to Chad Sasser or TJ or Haley and the great team at Lewis Lawn. Open till 4 this afternoon, 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, although I believe they will be closed for the Thanksgiving weekend. Their number is 244-9191. That's Lewis Long.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. That's right. Every single item in the store has a special blowout price. It's an absurd price. You can put it on a layaway, pick it up Christmas Eve, 10% down. That's it. And blowout items. Diamond studs, $99. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Plenty more blowout specials. Don't miss us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peptree Shops. We're open at 7 p.m. during the sale every day now through Black Friday, except we're closed for Turkey Day. Thank you. Come see us.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent and take an extra 15% off. Get the big one throws, $8.49. Toastmaster small appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off. Promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Tractor Supply, our Black Friday sale means huge savings on everything you need out here. Now through Saturday, save on thousands of items, including gun safes, pet supplies, tools, and workwear. From the brands you love, like Purina, Carhartt, and Makita. Shop now, in-store, online, or on our app, and take advantage of our convenient curbside pickup. Head to the Black Friday sale, now through Saturday, at your local Tractor Supply or at TractorSupply.com. Tractor Supply, everything you need for life out here.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SBBlackFriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
In today's market, we think there are a lot of financial risks for anyone who is over 50, retired, or retiring soon. Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. We want to give you a free consultation for investing during these uncertain times. You will receive Social Security strategies, tax-saving strategies, and investment strategies, all at no charge or obligation. Protect your financial future.
Call 800-375-1159. That's 800-375-1159.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On the next Cops, a Thanksgiving dinner is busted for having more than 10 people.
Turkey leg! Drop the turkey leg!
If they had one less person, it would have been fine. But Jessica had to invite her boyfriend.
You have enough stuffing for 11 people. That's possession with intent to distribute.
Viewer discretion is advised while watching Cops and also the Detroit Lions game.
She's reaching for the baster!
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of Gravy Enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty of eating too much.
Well, speaking of enforcement, here's an interesting email from Jill. My granddaughter and her cousin went with me to Costco today. We went with our masks on. My 14-year-old granddaughter had her mask under her nose. Tall guy who was checking membership card yelled at her to pull her mask over her nose. I was about 75 feet from him. I pulled mine under my nose. I can't breathe with the mask over my nose. I turned around and he was on the phone calling somebody. We continued on with our mask over our flipping nose. I noticed a guy with an old Alabama sweatshirt and hat on just over my left shoulder. I stopped abruptly, and he ran into me. I stopped. He stopped. I angrily told him to get off my back and move on. He walked away, talking into the corner of his sweatshirt. He was told to follow us. I think she wrote that in a state of anger. There's a couple of things in there that... But it does kind of follow up what we were just discussing there. David Blackman's going to join us in a minute. Maybe he can cheer us up. Maybe he knows something we don't this afternoon. We'll look forward to it. He'll be following us. What?
I was going to say, I'm cheery.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm very hopeful.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be.
Very hopeful.
Maybe you should host the rest of the show today.
No. I'll just cheer you up.
Look, I just can't buy the BS anymore. I just can't. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, now here's 17,000 scenarios that could keep Trump in the White House today. I can't do it. Can't do it. It's not even close.
I'm not worried about any of that.
And we're not going to, we don't have judges with the balls to make the right decision. And once the Supreme Court gets on, all hell breaks loose because Trump appointed three of those people that are in charge of those circuits. There's no easy way out of this at all.
Of course not.
No happy endings. I think we should all go, you know what we should do? We should all get a ticket. Go to D.C. on Inauguration Day if Joe Biden is standing up there and start burning cars and breaking windows and see how we get treated as opposed to those that did that with the pussy hats when Trump was getting in. Remember that 4 years ago? They didn't wait. Why should we? Let's let them know on day one.
He's not going to be inaugurated.
It's traffic time. I'm going to blow up.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic starting off a little busy this afternoon. We've got accidents. Fisk and McGee right near the Old Town Shopping Center. 2100 block of Zelda Road. That is in the vicinity of the Waffle House right there at Ann at I-85. We've also got an accident on the ramp to 85 southbound off Ann Street. So use caution in those areas. But these are all minor accidents. Hopefully they're going to get those out of the way quickly. And we have a report now of a disabled vehicle on Chantilly Parkway just as you get on Alabama 110. Use caution. Watch out for it. It's not posing much of a problem, though. Be cautious out there. We'll keep you updated. From simple patient transport to life and death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, bars and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from and mini bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at Independent Glass. co.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You've probably heard our quiet weather pattern is coming to a close. Tonight, increasing clouds. We should be dry. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow is the big travel day. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially by late in the day Wednesday, and showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday night. A couple of storms could be on the strong side. The front slows up, so we'll have to keep at least a mention of a few scattered showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high 73. Then another big deal storm system coming in on Iron Bowl weekend. The details are a little fuzzy. We'll keep an eye on it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Grab that bird! Remove the giblets first.
I think the giblets have already been removed from a lot of the judges and election officials in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Joining us now live, the man with the 10-gallon brain from somewhere in Georgia on this Thanksgiving Eve Eve. Please welcome, with the big Jeb Bush, welcome.
Please clap.
David Blackman.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, David.
That was a very Texas greeting.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
We like it.
Yeehaw.
God, look at the market, the Dow over 30,000. You'd think Donald Trump was still president.
He is.
Isn't it great? Well, I think he is.
Yeah.
At least for another 2 months.
Yeah, we'd never know that, though, from the media. I think they expect him to just crawl up into a hole and, you know, not do anything, because obviously the country wants this Biden guy, based on a phenomenal campaign he put on. Oh, we saw it. I put it on my Facebook page today. It's just a picture of Joe saying, so now you all know why he didn't campaign, because he basically didn't. And modern medicine and timing got him into the got him through three debates. It's just,
that's true.
I am finding it very, very hard to overcome a deep-rooted sense of resignation.
It's always been a long shot. You know, I mean, once the ballots got counted the way they got counted, reversing, you know, the process for reversing certified, particularly once they're certified by the governors in these states, is very difficult. It's, you know, particularly if the state legislatures aren't willing to step up and exert their authority, which it doesn't appear any of the Republican-controlled legislatures in all of these states are willing to do, which shouldn't surprise anybody. And so it's up to the courts, and that's always been a long shot.
Yeah, I honestly, David, think that they have... Look what happened to that lawyer that worked for a law firm that was connected to Trump and got so harassed that the firm withdrew, or she withdrew. They find out any name and they look that person up, dox them, and then threaten them. And I think
these people are Nazis. I mean, we we need to understand these are true believers, and it's who they are, and the next 4 years are going to be a living hell for people who oppose them.
So how do we fight that?
It's going to be hard. I mean, people are just going to have to hope that the court system continues to function on some sort of a normal basis, and they're able to defend themselves in court when the Nazis come calling at their doorstep. But there is no, and I've been writing about this for 34 years now, when there is no political price to be paid for politicians of one particular party because our news media has stopped functioning, then it's you have to anticipate that they're going to continue to become increasingly abusive. The politicians will. Mm-hmm. Because there's no political price to be paid. And, the whole system, we have to all remember and go back to our Civics 101 classes. Our whole country's entire system is built upon the assumption that the people who are elected to office are people who love the country and will act in good faith as true citizens of the United States of America. We don't have that with a big part of the Democratic Party now. These are not people who act in good faith. And the news media was there. You know, the First Amendment is there in the hopes that a news media, a functioning news media, will hold politicians in power accountable for their actions. And our news media does not do that where Democrats are concerned anymore. So
nope.
We just have to expect that the Democrats are going to continue to become increasingly abusive and fascist in nature over time. It's inevitable.
Like Governor Kate Brown, I was reading about her in your blog this morning.
Yeah.
Tell everybody this look, and they all have the same look. They look like the Stepford politicians.
Right. They're all just, they have that empty look in their eyes and the blank stare.
Right.
And the dilated pupils constantly. And, they just believe that they're smarter than everybody else. And so they should dictate how people behave. And Kate Brown is urging her citizens to inform the police on anybody who has six people in Oregon, more than six people for Thanksgiving lunch.
Is there science behind that number six, by the way? Do they know for sure that...
It's not science behind any of it.
Of course.
It's absurd. I was just looking at a chart just to tell you how absurd this all is.
Yeah.
It's been 2 months today since Florida lifted all restrictions, all COVID-related restrictions in the state of Florida were lifted 2 months ago today. They haven't had any surge in anything in Florida. Meanwhile, New York and New Jersey and California and supposedly Texas are going through the roof with all these restrictions. Ohio, Michigan, you name the state. The one state that lifted all of its restrictions 2 months ago is flatlining, basically. So there's no science behind any of this. It's absurd to contend that there is.
It's a good thing there's been no flu or any other diseases going around, so that
the flu's disappeared,
yeah,
right? Because it's all being classified as COVID. Nobody questions it. Again, nobody in the media questions any of that.
See, now, if I was at a press conference with Kate Brown making a statement like that, I have to do a little warning here.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
I would look at that sallow-faced intellectual and say, when was the last time you got laid? That's what I would ask. If I could be at her press conference, that's what I would ask. Was it recently, last year, ever? It's like William Shatner with the Trekkies on Saturday Night Live. Have you ever been with a man? these people are joyless. Not that I've been a ball of fun this afternoon. Because I know Rosie, she would call me on that. But you look at all of them. They are the great American Les Miserables. And the only way they know to cure what ails them is to spread it, to metastasize it. state by state. I can't believe
it. Yeah, and that's what they're doing, and that's what, unfortunately, I guess the Republican Party is just going to sit back and allow it to happen.
They're pathetic.
Again, the legislatures in all of these states that are in question right now, other than Nevada, the Republicans control both houses of every legislature in every one of those states. Okay?
And what are they?
The Constitution gives state legislatures the authority to determine how electors are selected in their state. Sole overwhelming authority to the legislatures, nobody else. And none of them are doing anything other than, I guess, in Michigan, you had the leaders of the House, you know, demand an actual real recount of the vote. But, you know, that's nothing. That amounts to essentially nothing. And so it's all up to the courts. And, you know, I mean, here's the other thing everybody's got to think about, why this is such a long shot. Do you need to go to commercial break, first of all?
I was going to do that. Can we come right back to that?
Yeah.
Thank you, David. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. I've got the blog on my Facebook page. Link to it before Mark Zuckerberg removes it for whatever reason he might have. This is a phenomenal time to look at buying a home because interest rates are at levels. If you had told me, even 10 years ago, they'd be at the levels they're at now, I would have laughed. It's just not possible. They're actually back around the levels they were when my parents bought their house. And they had a $124 a month payment on a brand new $24,000 house. Well, the rates are back at those levels again. So you can own for a lot less than you will by paying rent. You get to be your own landlord. And you need a guy who can navigate the process for you, who's partnered up with a bank that has a number of programs available to help all types of home buyers. And that's Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank. Morris is the best suited person to their chosen career that maybe I've ever met, because he's done this for thousands of people. He gets you through the process. Don't worry, I got this, that advocacy that you need. And now he has even greater resources in his partnership with Renaissance Bank. Call him at 409-9300, 409-9300. That's Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 88697. Back with David Blackman in two.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do my must be 50 ways to eat leftovers. 50 ways to eat leftovers. You just slap it on Red Ted. How about a souffle, Ray? Turkey pot pie guy, but don't serve it to me. Put it on a stick, Dick, and give it a quick lick. Don't care what you do, Stu, but don't give it to me.
Well, I'm getting everything ready for Thursday. So far, my sweet potatoes are joyless. We've been talking to David Blackman from TVDailyUpdate.com. I'm sorry, man. I'll
give you a dose of joy to put in your sweet potatoes.
Yeah, you know, that could have been misconstrued, what you just said there. I wouldn't want to do that live on the radio. So we were talking about Kate Brown and how long has it been for her? Probably forever. And I was just looking, browsing it. I love the clip, but good old Jake Tapper, huh?
Yeah. Jake Tapper and Katie Turr talking about, Jake Tapper was talking about keep the music down so people won't sing on Thanksgiving.
Because we all
like
know
that.
The coronavirus spreads like crazy when people sing Hallelujah.
Right. And then Katie Turr, you know, who's probably going to go to a party with 50 people, is claiming that she's going to be alone and eat all the turkey and potatoes and stuffing herself.
Right.
Well, based on she should be alone.
Why don't you just go to Whataburger and get a cheeseburger instead, you know? I mean, what's the point? It's just insane.
David,
it's insane.
When we were talking in the first segment, I had to interrupt. I want you to pick up from where you left off and finish that point you were starting to make.
Well, I mean, and I've written about this several times, and every time I do, people, you know, jump on me for being disloyal, for trying to deal with actual reality. Look, even when it gets to the Supreme Court, you have to consider what they're going to be asking the Supreme Court to do, okay? And they're going to be asking 5 of the 9 justices to issue a ruling that will have no precedent whatsoever in all of American history. Because what they're going to be asking them to do is invalidate the elections in multiple states and either declare a winner, which they will not do under any circumstances. I don't think they have the authority to do, or order a new election be reheld in multiple states in the United States. Now, we have one Supreme Court ruling in 2000 in a single state that ruled that a recount was conducted legally, okay? That was the essence of the Supreme Court decision in 2000 and George W. Bush became president. What is going to be asked of these folks on the Supreme Court today is far more radical, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean I don't think Trump's right. I think he's absolutely right. I think there's no question this is a stolen election. I've been writing about it since April that this was going to be a stolen election.
Yeah.
And we were all being brainwashed to accept it, just as so many people are right now. But it just means people have to have realistic expectations, okay? It's like the position I always take on wind and solar power. I'm not opposed to wind and solar power. They have their place in our society and in the electric grid. But we have to deal with them from a position of reality instead of the way all the fantasy mongers in the environmentalist crowd want to deal with it and pretend that they can somehow replace everything else that we already have.
Didn't we fix that with the Solyndra thing that we built for $10 billion?
Right, yeah.
I thought we were all done with that.
But the problem is the emotions are so high right now. Every time you start writing guys, we have to be realistic about this. People just point a finger and say, well, you're a traitor. Bye. You know, it's the bizarre thing is those pieces I've written along those lines have gotten more hits than any piece I've ever written the whole time. Because everybody wants to come look at it and scream at me. You know, and it's just really
really bizarre what's happening right now. But I don't blame people for being upset and emotional about it. I am too. But, you know, I just try to get up in the morning and deal with reality.
I do too. I'm struggling with it, but that's kind of what I'm trying. That's why I came in this afternoon. And I went back to something that a gentleman has been in the studio when you've been on with us before, Terry Adams. We open every show we do with Terry with a clip from George Carlin back in 1992 called The Owners. It's a big, the point of it is it's a big club and we ain't in it. They're in it. And the big club has just changed leaders.
And they've decided to install a new president. Yeah.
How often do we hear that term before the election?
Right.
Pelosi, I know, used it when we install a new president. Like, he's a freaking washing machine, although I'd rather have a washing machine leading the country than Joe Biden bumping into things. Who am I? Oh, my God. President Maytag, 2024. Sorry.
Well, you can sure do a lot less damage, you know, than President Biden. That's for sure.
Yeah, David, I want to thank you for your time and patience today, and we're going to be here Saturday, but if you're busy, you got family plans and stuff, we'll probably just muddle through with a lot of good Christmas
humor. I think I'll be around. I'm pretty sure I will be.
Well, let me know, but the important thing is to know not to feel guilty if something develops and you've got other obligations.
Well, I don't feel guilty when I have something develop and I let you know about it. I only feel guilty when I wake up 5 hours later and realize I forgot.
Hey, it's especially bad when you're the host and that happens.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I went to rehab and I don't do that anymore.
Maybe I need to do that myself.
Hey, my friend, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And
same
I
to
look
y'all.
Forward to our next chat and your next blog.
All right.
Thanks, David.
All right.
DVDailyUpdate.com. All right, so basically that conversation, he understands why I'm feeling this way.
And, well, I do too.
And I would love to come in and start, you know, in the days after the election, there was so much unsettled. Ridiculously, the states weren't called. And we're all dealing with basically a PTSD kind of situation here because when we went to bed on election night, it sure looked like Trump was going to win in a romp. And we woke up and found out, wow. And all these stories that get around about trucks of ballots coming in Milwaukee and water main breaks that never happened in Georgia. Linwood is looking into that. And he's actually come out and said, the governor of Georgia and the secretary of state received money from China. How does that make you feel about our chances at getting one of those Senate seats? I was talking to my good friend David Fagan today, who is a brilliant guy in so many different venues. And he said, you know, that he's heard that $2 billion has already been collected to win that election by both parties combined. $2 billion for a Senate seat. They win one. If we can get a firewall, that's great. But we have to recognize why we need the firewall so that when 2022 comes around, we can do something about it. But,
you know, they spent a lot of money to get Democrats in office. They spent a lot of money against Lindsey Graham.
Oh, no, they spent, they wasted hundreds
Bloomberg,
of millions.
Yeah.
Trying to get Senate seats. They did not. And they lost seats in the House.
Exactly.
That
a
does
lot.
Not happen when the popular president on the other ticket is carrying a blue wave. So, but they can't explain that either. They're just bitching with each other about whose fault it is. I got to take a break.